Hallelujah, 各位长子弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be to all brothers and sisters and ministers.
今天下午我们一起来学习的题目是这是属谁的。
This afternoon, the topic for mutual encouragement is whose is it?
我们早上教务负责人告诉我们有新的赞美诗要分发给大家。
This morning, our church board member told us that we will all be receiving a new hymn book.
大家拿到新的赞美诗，第一件事情要写名字。
And the first thing that we must do after we had the hymn book is to write our name on it.
因为每一本都长得一样。
Because every hymn book looks the same.
你不写名字啊，大家不晓得这本是你的。
Because if we don't put our name on it, then no one will know whose it belongs.
不见了，可能会找不到。
And when we lost it, we will not be able to get it back.
从小小朋友去幼稚园学习，就已经学习了一个道理。
From young, while we are still in kindergarten, we know about this.
就是要拿东西之前要先问这是谁的。
That before we can take anything, we have to ask whose is it.
如果那个东西你不知道是谁的，你不能拿。
And if we do not know who this thing belongs to, we are not supposed to take it.
如果是属于别人的，就更不能碰。
If this particular thing belongs to another person, we are not supposed to touch it.
是你自己的，要照顾好。
And if it belongs to us, then we have to take good care of it.
其实我们人的一生也是这样。
And this also applies to ourselves today.
我们要搞清楚身边所有的东西到底属于谁的。
We have to know, whose is it in regard to the things around us.
有一些是属于我们自己的。
Some things belong to us.
有一些是属于别人的。
But some belong to others.
有一些是属于神的。
And some things belong to God.
主耶稣在世上传福音的时候。
When Jesus was ministering on earth,
有一次有一些人给主耶稣出一个难题。
Once there was a person who posed a difficult question to Jesus.
我们看马可福音的十二章。
Please turn to the book of Mark chapter 12.
马可福音的十二章。
Mark chapter 12.
十三节。
Mark chapter 12, verse 13.
马可十二章的十三节。
Mark chapter 12, verse 13.Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words.
第十四节。
Verse 14, they came to him and said, Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
这里有法利赛人还有希律党人要来试探耶稣。
At this point, there were a group of Pharisees and Herodians trying to trap Jesus.
法利赛人就是当时的宗教的领袖。
Because we know that at that time, the Pharisees are the leaders of their community.
他们对道理、对圣经很懂。
They are very well versed in the words of scriptures.
但是圣经很熟，不代表遵行神的旨意。
But of course, we may be very familiar with the scriptures, but that does not mean that we are obedient to God.
心中有骄傲，所以不相信主耶稣。
Because of their pride, they do not believe Jesus.
希律党人就是亲政府的那些保皇党的人。
And the Herodians, yeah, those people who are going against the government.
他们都也不喜欢主耶稣出来传福音。
They also dislike Jesus coming out to preach.
所以这两种本来没有什么相干的人，因为同样反对耶稣，就联合在一起。
These two people, they come from different sects, but because they have a similarity in disliking Jesus, they came together to attack him.
每个人对主耶稣的看法不一样。
Everyone have a different take on Jesus.
如果相信主耶稣的人。
For those people who believe in Jesus,
从神，从主耶稣那边得到恩典。
They have received much grace and blessings from Jesus.
但是不相信的，心很硬的，就整天要想要陷害主耶稣。
But those people who do not believe in Jesus and who have a hard-heartedness, then they will try to harm Jesus.
要害一个人，最好的方法就要他多讲话。
The best way to harm somebody is to let this person to speak more.
话越讲得多，越容易出错。
Because the more we talk, the more prone we are to sin.
所以他们就问主耶稣一个问题。
This is why they pose him this words.
问之前呢，还讲一大堆很好听的话。
And before they try to catch him, they try to flatter Jesus.
说老师啊，我知道你是一个诚实人。
This is teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity.
不会殉情面。
That you are not swayed by men.
不看人的外貌。
That you pay no attention to their outwardness.
只传神的道理。
You only know and teach the way of God.
仔细看他们所讲的话，每一句都是对的。
When we study their words, what they say is true.
但是他们的心却不对。
But yet their heart is totally wrong.
主耶稣很厉害。
But Jesus, he could see through them.
如果今天换我们，听到人家赞我们，我们大概心都那个防卫的都解开了，说哇，你大概要请教我什么
？I'm sure we all will be totally flattered and happy by other people's praises and will not be careful.
主耶稣一看就看到他的内心。
But yet Jesus, he knew what is in their mind.
主耶稣对那种赞美的话也没有什么兴趣。
And Jesus has no don't place any importance on the flattery and praises of men.
他们的问题是纳税给该撒可不可以？
Their question is, should we pay taxes to Caesar or not?
这个也是跟我们今天有点关系啊，因为四月底就报税了。
This has something to do with our life today because at the end of April will be the deadline for our taxes.
一年一次啊，四月大概要来了，那大家都要为报税做准备。
And everyone is trying to get that their tax report due into the government.
该撒是当时罗马帝国的统治者。
Because we know that Caesar was a ruler of the Roman Empire at that time.
他们也统治了巴勒斯坦犹大地。
They also control the whole land of Palestine at that time.
这个问题好像两刃的剑。
This is actually a two-edged sword problem.
很难回答。
It is actually very difficult to get the correct answer.
他们问纳税给该撒到底可不可以呢？
So is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
如果主耶稣说可以。
If Jesus said it is fine.
那些法利赛人就有机会要抓住耶稣的把柄。
Then the Pharisees will try to catch Jesus on this word.
你看，耶稣叫人家纳税给那些统治我们的外邦人。
That Jesus is trying to get us to pay to those people who are our oppressors.
他不爱国。
He does not love his country.
政治也不正确。
And he's not politically correct.
会给人家攻击。
And Jesus will be the target of their criticism.
如果主耶稣说不可以纳税给该撒。
And if Jesus, however, said that we do not need to pay taxes to Caesar,
那希律党人也有把柄。
Then the Herodians will catch upon this this point.
你看这个耶稣是反政府的。
That Jesus is against the government.
可以叫政府把他抓去下监牢里面。
And he will be able to be imprisoned by this action.
所以两边都在等待主耶稣的回答。
These two groups of people were just waiting for the answer of Jesus.
两个回答都会把主耶稣陷到危险的情境。
And the answers that Jesus gave either way will put him in jeopardy.
有时候我们的人生啊，又会被放在两难之间。
Sometimes we are often stuck between a rock and a hard place.
不是那么简单做选择。
It is so difficult for us to make the right choice.
有时候我们遇到同事、遇到公司的人、遇到朋友中间。
Sometimes we meet up with our co-worker, our colleague, or our friends.
有些人会陷害我们。
Sometimes they try to harm us.
要把你放在桌上，看你怎么演。
They will try to put us on the spot and see how we react.
你这样做也不对，那样做也不对。
And either way, it's just not right.
很难下来。
It is hard for us to make a decision.
但主耶稣告诉我们。
But yet Jesus here said,
最好的一个方法。
The best way to face this problem, this dilemma.
主耶稣是神。
Because Jesus himself is God.
他有从神来的智慧。
He has this God-given wisdom.
我们看十五节。
Let's continue reading verse 15.
我们该不该纳？耶稣知道他们的假意，就对他们说：你们为什么试探我？
Should we or shouldn't we? But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. Why are you trying to trap me? He asked.
一个人如果有属灵的智慧，会知道一个人到底他是真心或是假意。
A person with spiritual wisdom will know if this person is sincere or not.
如果没有智慧，不知道这个人是真心还是假的，早晚就被人家陷害。
And if we are foolish, then we will not know their hypocrisy and we will be harmed and fall into their trap.
主耶稣就问他们，你为什么要试探我？
But Jesus asked them instead, why are you trying to trick me?
主耶稣一看就知道他们的诡计了。
Jesus knew their evil deeds.
主耶稣处理问题的方法都很特别。
But yet we see how Jesus handled this problem.
常常啊，别人问他一个问题，他就反问一个问题回去。
When the person posed him a problem, he will in return throw back another problem.
主耶稣说，拿一个银钱给我看。
Bring me a denarius and let me look at it.
钱大家身上大概都有一两个铜板嘛，就拿出来给耶稣看了。
So they bring up a coin and show it to Jesus.
16节。
In verse 16,
那耶稣就问了：“这个像和这个号是谁的呢？”
And then Jesus asked them, "Whose portrait is this?"
还有一个反问。
So this is a question that was thrown back at them.
主耶稣的回答不是可以还是不可以。
Jesus' answer is not whether you can or cannot pay.
主耶稣问这个铜板上面这个样子还有这个号 这个句子是谁的？是指的谁的
？Jesus instead asked them, "On this coin, whose portrait is on this and whose inscription?"
他们就当然那么简单的问题还用想吗？当然就是该撒的。
And of course, this is a very easy question. So the answer is Caesar's.
每天花钱，每天看到那个钱上面的人。
They've used these coins many times. They knew who was on it. On this coin.
那十七节，主耶稣就说了。
And then in verse 17, Jesus said,
就是我们今天学习的重点。
This is the point of our learning today.
该撒的物就当归给该撒。
Give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
神的物就要归给神。
And to God what is God's.
所以这句话是我们人生当中属灵上非常重要的学习。
This is a very important spiritual lesson for each and every one of us today.
我们要知道生命当中我们所有的东西，在我们身边的东西，到底这个部分是属于谁的。
Like our life's belongings and possessions, whose are they belong to?
第一个部分就是该撒的物，就是政府的物。
The first part is that belongs to the government, belongs to Caesar.
归给该撒。
And we have to give them to Caesar.
主耶稣告诉我们一个非常重要的观念。
This is a very important take from Jesus.
基督徒在世上是要做盐做光。
That in life, we are supposed to be the salt and light of the world.
纳税是一个基督徒的本分。
And to pay taxes is our responsibility.
就算没有信教的人，没有跟随主的人，也要纳税。
Because even the non-Christians, they are also to pay their taxes due them.
更何况是做一个基督徒。
And what more as a Christian?
更要老老实实、诚诚实实的把当纳的税金呢，要交给政府。
That we are supposed to report honestly what we are supposed to pay to the government.
我们来看这个马太福音的十七章，有一次主耶稣遇到的事情。
Please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 17.
马太福音的第十七章。
Matthew chapter 17.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节，这里有一次到了加百农，有受钉税的人来见彼得说：“你们的先生不纳钉税吗？”
After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the two drachma tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?"
钉税就是每一个男生都要付的税。
And this temple tax is a tax that every male is supposed to pay.
二十五节，彼得说应该要纳。
And Peter said, "Yes, he has to pay."
到进了屋子里面找主耶稣了。
And when Jesus came into the house, he was looking for Jesus.
主耶稣就反问他了。
And Jesus was actually the first one to speak.
你的觉得意思怎么样？
So what do you think?
世上的君王向谁征收关税呢？丁税呢？
From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes?
有没有一个王啊，向自己的儿子纳税的？
And will they receive their taxes from sons and from others?
还是向外人纳税？
Or from others?
彼得就说了，当然是向外人。
And Peter answered, from others, of course.
所以主耶稣的意思就是说啊，他主耶稣本身啊，就是神的儿子。
That this shows that Jesus himself as a son of God.
一切都是属于神的。
That all things belong to God.
儿子当然不用缴税啊。
Of course, as a son, he does not need to pay.
但二十七节主耶稣说。
But yet in verse 27, Jesus said.
恐怕触犯他们，或者是让他们跌倒啊。
But so that we may not offend them.
如果主耶稣不交这个钉税。
Because if Jesus did not pay this temple tax,
可能会让别人跌倒。
Then he may offend some people.
或者是得罪了他们。
Or he may cause another person to fall.
主耶稣马上叫彼得，那么你去海边钓鱼。
What Jesus asked Peter to do is to go to the lake and
钓到一条鱼，把他嘴巴打开，里面有一块钱，就可以纳税。
And catch a fish, and then the fish that he catch. Open its mouth, and he will find a 4-drachma coin.
当然，主耶稣才有办法这样做。我们去钓鱼啊，也是钓不到钱的。
Of course, because Jesus, his God, is able to do this.
但是主耶稣告诉我们一个榜样。
From this, Jesus is trying to tell us.
该纳的要老老实实。
That we have to be honest in our taxes.
我们看罗马书的十三章。
Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 13.
罗马书的十三章的第七节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 7.
十三章的第七节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 7.
凡人所当得的就给他，当得粮的就给他纳粮，当得税的就给他上税，当惧怕的就惧怕他，当恭敬的就恭敬他。
It says, give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor.
这是基督徒的公民的责任。
This is the responsibility, the basic responsibility of every Christian.
有时候主耶稣也会在这种事上啊，看看一个人诚不诚实。
Sometimes our Lord Jesus will test all of us here on earth. about our honesty.
我有一个亲戚的亲戚。
I have a relative.
不是我直接的亲戚，他也不是信耶稣的。
Of course, this is not my direct relative, and he is also a non-Christian.
他在卡加利以前啊，开了一间很大的西餐厅。
In Calgary once, he opened a Western restaurant.
啊，生意很好。
And he was his restaurant was always very busy.
赚很多钱。
And he earned a lot of money.
自己也住大房子，开好车子。
And he also bought a big house and he drove a good car.
但是我们知道，开餐馆的人大部分都不会老老实实报税。
But we know that the restaurant owners they are not that honest about reporting their income.
有人说餐馆里面有三盆账。
And many people say that in the restaurant business there are three kinds of expenses.
一盆呢是给 Revenue Canada 啊，这是给政府看的。
One kind of a reporting is one that is for Revenue Canada.
一盆呢是要卖的时候啊，给那个要买的人看的。
And another way of reporting is to those who are about to buy your business.
一盆呢是给自己看的。
And another report is for your own use.
三盆账。那个数目都不一样。
And there are three ways of reporting, and they are totally different.
那这个我的亲戚的亲戚呢？他那个生意很好。
And my this particular relative, his business was so good.
他就向政府报，每年都亏钱。
And every time, whenever he report to the government, it's always at a loss.
赚很少。
And he report to the government that his profit is very small.
那政府觉得奇怪，你每年都没有赚钱，但是你每年那个车子都换，房子越来越大。
This caused the government to question because since you are always losing money every year, why are you changing cars?
每年都回香港，每年都去 holiday.
And you are always going back to Hong Kong and going for holidays.
政府也不是笨啊。
But of course, the auditors here are pretty smart.
都去查他。
They audit him.
车子在他门口。
And the auditors park their car outside the restaurant.
一天几天几个人，一天几个人进来。
And they will try to count how many customers going in and out of the restaurant.
政府很厉害的，跑不掉的。
And we know that no one can run away from the auditors.
政府要查你，你就跑不掉。
As long as the government start to pay attention to you and audit you, you will be in trouble.
这个一查不得了。
Because once you are audited, you will be in trouble.
过去几年的骗政府的没有缴的，通通要加起来，还要加利息。
Because if they find out that you are trying to evade taxes, they will put a hefty fine and ask you to pay up those taxes that were due.
没有记错的话，当时他被罚30万。
If I can remember, he has to pay back about
$300,000. 餐馆的名字要登报纸。
And then what the government did also to advertise his name in the paper, saying that this restaurant has evaded taxes.
从此之后啊，这元气大伤。
And
就是很伤的意思 ，really hurt.
So later on, this relative of mine became very down.
这告诉我们什么
？What does this tell us?
当然，他不是基督徒，我们也不能评论他的这样做。
Of course, we cannot judge him because he's not a Christian.
但是如果我们是一个基督徒，我们也这样做的话
，But yet, if we are Christian and yet we try to evade tax,
这样很不荣耀神。
This is not glorifying to God.
没有被发现，自己心里也不平安。
Even though the government did not audit us, we will have a guilty conscience.
被人家发现就更不好，因为大家你是基督徒啊，还逃税啊。
But if one when the government discovered that we have tried to evade taxes, it's very embarrassing because we are Christian.
当然，我们大的是不会这样做，有时候我们大的也不敢，大的数目我们也不敢。
Of course, we dare not try to evade a big sum of taxes.
有时候是小的事情哦，我们。可能会忽略了。
But sometimes we will try not to pay a little taxes that we owe to the government.
有一个姐妹啊，每年都回香港。
There is a sister who returned to Hong Kong every year.
因为我们觉得加拿大税很贵嘛，很重嘛，所以每次回香港都买一大堆东西。
Because we find that the taxes here is a little bit too high, so when we go home to Hong Kong, we'll try to buy a lot of things.
我们知道去外国回来都要打东西都要打税。
Because sometimes when we buy a lot of stuff and we come back, we have to declare.
新的东西要报政府。
And we have to declare the amount of goods that we purchase abroad.
那人家就告诉他了。
And then people warn her or told her
不用报
that you do not need to declare the goods that you bought.
你买新衣服，把那个牌子剪了，去洗衣机洗一趟了，然后就是旧的。
But what you can do is you have to try to cut off the price tags and then try to wash it so the
买了什么新的东西啊？你就把它用一用，把它弄旧一点，就不用报了。
So you try to make it not look new so that the customs person will not know that it's a brand new product.
别人都这样讲了，那我就不用报了。
And then she believed them and then said, I'm not going to declare.
但是她胆又很小,
but yet, she was a little bit timid.
从小信耶稣没有怎么说谎过的经验,
she was a Christian, so she knew that lying is not right.
但是当海关问她, 你有没有买超过免税额? 她很紧张, 她想了半天说没有。
When the customs officers asked her if she has surpassed her allowable purchase goods from abroad, and she says no.
海关看她这个样子, 眼睛都不敢看我, 要很紧张了, 来进来查一查。
But yet, when the customs officer saw her, how nervous and anxious
哇,
she was, she was called into the room.
要新的眼镜, 新的衣服, 新的什么, 哇, then, 糟糕了, 这次要罚几千块了。
And she was questioned, and she was asked to open her luggage and discover a ton of goods, like sunglasses and clothes.
打到电脑里面, 以后每一次过关都要查她的行李, 好几年。
And what's worse was that she was blacklisted.
哎呀, 她说主耶稣啊, 对不起, 我以后不敢了。
Later on, she repented before God and told God that next time she will not do the same thing.
为了省那几十块, 几百块 GST, 被罚了几千块。
She tried to save hundreds of dollars of GST and she ended up being blacklisted by the customs.
很不荣耀神。
This is also not glorifying to God.
有时候我们想想真的是这样。
Sometimes this also happens to us.
有一次像很多人去美国买东西啊, 啊, 那边不用税啊, 其实不是不用, 但是你还要报政府。
Sometimes when we do a cross-border shopping, we try to not honestly declare how much goods we have purchased in order not to pay the duties.
省了几百块, 但是在神面前有亏欠, 说谎, 这个神不喜欢, 也不会祝福。
Even though we end up not paying the GST taxes, but in front of God, we have actually sinned and offended God.
所以主耶稣告诉我们,
this is why Jesus said,
如果这是该杀的, 你就给他吧。
If what belongs to Caesar, you should give to Caesar.
尽你的义务。
We have to fulfill our duty as a citizen.
当然政府有些合法的, 让我们可以降低交税的那些 credit, 我们可以利用。
And sometimes the government at the end of the year will allow some credit rebate, and we can also take advantage of the rebates.
尽量要在神面前呢, 要做一个完全的, 不要说谎的人。
However, most importantly, we have to be honest before God.
另外主耶稣下半句就说了, 神的物, 我们要归给神。
And the next statement Jesus said is, what belongs to God must be paid to God.
有时候我们想到底什么是神的物。
What actually are the things that belong to God?
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible is very clear on this.
啊, 有几样东西也是属于神的。
There are things that indeed belong to God.
啊, 第一样,
the first,
就是我们当纳的十分之一是属于神的。
That one-tenth of everything that we receive belongs to God.
啊, 奉献有很多种。
There are many ways to offer.
有一种叫感恩奉献。
One of the offering is thanksgiving offering.
就是你得到神的恩典。
That when we have received grace and abundant blessings from God,
啊,
maybe we have got a brand new job and we want to express our gratitude
大病,
to God.
主耶稣帮助你, 刚刚好起来, 出了医院了, 啊,
and when we are just discharged from the hospital after a serious illness, we want to thank God for this.
遇到意外, 大难不死, 这个也要特别感恩奉献。
And when we survive a big catastrophe, we can also thank God.
啊, 结婚了, 在教会里面行婚礼, 教会协助, 也要做感恩奉献。
And after we have conducted our wedding in the church, we may feel very happy and thankful to God. We may also offer up a thanksgiving offering.
因为我们感念神的恩典。
Because we indeed thank the grace of God.
这是感恩捐的, 不一定固定的, 也不一定要固定数目的, 看自己的内心。
This thanksgiving offering is not something that we do on a regular basis, but sometimes it happens.
圣经说另外一种奉献叫当纳的十分之一。
However, there is another offering that is called the tithes offering.
啊, 这是我们看利未记, 哈。
Please turn to the book of
旧约的利未记, Leviticus.
Leviticus.
利未记的23章。
Leviticus chapter 23.
啊, 对不起, 27章, 哈。
Leviticus chapter 27.
利未记的27章的30节。
Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30.
利未记27章的30节。
Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30.
30节,
a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord.
啊, 这里是旧约的时代, 神告诉以色列百姓, 当纳的十分之一是什么?
This is during the Old Testament times, God told the Israelites what a tithe looked like.
当时的人是种田的比较多。
At that time, there are many of the Israelites who were farmers.
种了田之后的种子啊, 或者是树上所收的果子,
and fruits and the seeds that they have gathered from the soil.
还有无论什么东西, 十个当中呢, 有一个, 这是属于神的。
And from everything that they receive from the land, a tenth or a tithe belongs to the Lord.
圣经就说了，你要归神为圣，这个部分是属于神的，不是你的。
Because this tenth belongs to God, it is considered holy.
其实我们仔细想想，其实十分之十啊，都是属于神的。
Actually, the entire thing belongs to God, not just the one tenth, but the other nine tenth.
我们的生命是神的。
Because our life belongs to God.
头脑是神造的。
Our brain, our mind is created by God.
健康是神给的。
Health is given by God.
赚钱的机会神赏赐的。
And our talent and capacity to earn money also comes from God.
一切都是神的。
Everything comes from God.
这是神知道我们要生活。
Because God knows that we need to live.
那么十分之九你拿去生活。
We can use the other nine tenth to live.
但是十分之一呢，要归到神的圣殿。
However, one tenth must be carried into His temple.
所以基本上这个部分呢是属于神的。
Because this one tenth, this tithe belongs to God.
你拿出来只是把神的东西还给神而已。
When we are taking out this one tenth, it's just giving back to Him what actually belongs to Him
in the first place. 严格来说不是送神礼物，是神的东西。
This one tenth is not that we are giving a gift to God, but we are giving back to God what He has given to us.
这个观念其实从圣经里面，主耶稣一直强调。
This is a teaching that God continued to emphasize over and over again.
啊，就算新约的时代啊，主耶稣也叫我们要这样行。
Even in the New Testament time, this teaching still stands.
那有时候我们在想了，为什么圣经强调十分之一是属于神的？这个对我们属灵上来说有什么造就，有什么提醒？
What is the meaning, the spiritual meaning behind this one tenth?
第一点呢，当一个人愿意奉献十分之一的时候，
Because when a person decides to give one tenth back to God,
代表他对神有信心。
It shows his faith toward God.
但这个不是强迫，也不能强迫。
Of course, this is only a free will offering. It's not something that is coerced.
如果我们觉得自己没有这个信心，也做不到，也没有办法。
Of course, if we do not have this faith, then there's no point for us to feel that we are compelled to give to God.
十分之一本身是一个应许，看看你有没有这个信心去接受。
However, this giving of the one tenth also carried with it a promise from God.
这主要是跟信心有关系，而不是感恩。感恩是感恩捐，十一是信心的问题。
Tithing is completely different from Thanksgiving offering. Tithing is the reflection and expression of our faith toward God.
马拉基书的第三章。
Please turn to the book of Malachi, chapter
3. 我们看第三章的第十节。
Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10.
马拉基书的第三章的第十节。
Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户。
Verse 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
在马拉基先知那个时代，百姓的生活很艰苦。
During the time of Prophet Malachi, at that time, the people were under great duress and suffering.
钱是有赚，但是常常都很穷。
Even though they have money coming in, but they are always living in deep poverty.
有吃，但吃不饱。
Even though they have food, but they are always hungry.
花很多时间很努力，但是得不到神的祝福跟赏赐。
They work so hard on the land, but seems that God does not bless them.
他们不晓得为什么。
They do not know the reason for this.
他们尝试更努力的去工作。
They thought they'll work even harder.
但是工作，但是得不到改善，经济也得不到改善。
But yet their economic situation never changed.
他们不晓得为什么。
They do not know the reason why.
譬如说种田，快要收成了，明明看到这个果子，再过两个礼拜就可以摘下来拿去吃了，去卖了。
For example, the farmers during the time of harvest, 2 weeks before harvest time, they're supposed to sell their produce.
结果他都还没有吃，那蝗虫帮他吃掉。
But before they could harvest, the pest came and attacked the plant.
我们在温哥华很多弟兄姐妹在家里后面有种果子啊，有些弟兄姐妹说：“哎，我看那个果子快好了，这个松鼠来帮我吃掉了。”
We know that some brothers and sisters, they have their own little garden in the backyard, but before they can harvest the fruit, the squirrels came and helped themselves do it.
那种菜啊, 被虫先吃了, 你还没有吃, 虫就帮你先吃。
And when the vegetables, before they could harvest them, the worms start to digest.
或是你种果子了, 哎,好好的, 但是还没有成熟, 它就掉下来, 哎呀, 不能吃。
And the fruit, before they can ripe, they will just fall down to the ground before we can enjoy it.
为什么得不到神的祝福?
Why are they not receiving the blessings
原来,
of God?
原来百姓啊, 长期没有奉献十分之一。
Because over the long term, the people, they forgot to give tithes to God.
我都那么穷了, 哪有钱奉献?
Because they think to themselves, I'm so poor myself.
等我,
how can I give to God?
等我以后经济改善了, 我再来奉献十分之一吧。
When there is an economic change in my situation, then I will give to God.
结果大家都不奉献十分之一。
And then none give tithes to God.
圣殿都没有什么粮。
And the temple have nothing, and it's very bare.
利未人没有东西吃啊, 就去耕田了, 就把圣殿都荒废了。
The Levites have nothing to eat, so they have to farm themselves, and they have to shut down the temple.
那信仰就更低落了。
This way, the spiritual life of the people started to deteriorate.
如果我们在生活上很努力工作，但是都得不到改善。
If we work so hard in our daily life, but yet there is no improvement in our daily life.
苦了很久，穷了很久。
We have suffered so long, and we have stuck in this poverty so long.
我们不要想说是不是我工作不够努力。
Let us not work even harder.
我们要问，到底是不是我在十分之一上亏欠了神？
Let us ask ourselves instead if we have neglected in giving tithes to God.
其实神一点都不贪钱，因为神不会用钱，也不需要用钱。
God, in reality, he's not greedy and he's not in need of our cash.
因为神不用加币的。
Because God does not need Canadian dollars.
真的，在用的都是我们自己。
Because the users are all us.
我们看很多教会。
There are many churches that we can see.
有时候我们看看教会的奉献的程度，会看到这个教会的信心，还有得不得到神的祝福。
The amount of offerings that a particular church has shows the faith of her members.
有一个教会，不要讲名字。There
is this church.
大概三四十人那个小地方。
And the membership is only 30 to 40.
开灵恩会。
And during the spiritual convocation,
看他们的报告。
When we see their report, their financial report,
灵恩会奉献 150块。
And during the spiritual convocation, the total offerings collected was only $150.
怎么会那么少？
Why is it so miserly?
如果真的有奉献, 一个有上班的人呢, 一个月都不止奉献150块。
If you have a full-time job, you're supposed to minimum to give $150.
灵恩会的奉献都才一两百块。
But why is the spiritual convocation offering is only a measly $150?
他们说啊，我们这边的找工作很难啊。
And then the members complain it's so hard to get a job here.
青年都找不到工作啊。
The most of the youths are unemployed.
当然是找工作难是哪里都难了。
Of course, everywhere we go, it's hard to get a good, decent job.
但是也是有很多人有工作的。
But of course, there are also others who had full-time jobs.
要我们得到个结论啊。
This is the conclusion.
越不舍得奉献的人,
the more you are hesitant to give to God,
他自己要靠自己的努力,
then they will try to depend on themselves to work even harder.
得不到神的祝福。
And in the end, God will not bless them.
其实十分之一是个信心的应许。
Because this tithing is a promise of our faith.
神直接问我们,
because Jesus is going to ask directly.
你将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库,
that if we were to bring the tithes into the storehouse,
使我家有粮,
so that there will be food in my house.
你这样试试我, 这里可以试试看。
And you may test me on this.
就是说你以前没有这样做, 你可以试试看。
Maybe you have not done this before to give me tithes, but you can test me on this.
不是一个数目, 而是个比例。
This tithing is not an amount, but it's a proportion.
你赚十块, 只拿一块出来。
You earn $10, you are only required to give out $1.
没有 full-time job, 没有关系, 你 part-time 的也没有关系, 你赚十块, 就一块是属于神的, 你试试看。
Even though you do not have a full-time job, even though you receive a small amount of money, you give only a one-tenth of it, a proportion of it. And you try to do it for the next 3 months.
你试半年,
and see, or you can do it the next 6 months.
看看神有没有祝福你,
and see if God indeed will bless you.
你再决定以后要怎么做。
And then you decide what you want to do next.
有时候这个祝福哦，不单只是物质上的祝福。
The blessings may not come in material terms.
有时候是物质的，有时候是属灵的。
Sometimes God will bless us spiritually also.
好，有一个姐妹。
There is this particular sister.
我在南非的时候，我们认识她。
I knew her when we were in South Africa.
她从中国去到南非。
She came from mainland China.
借了一大笔钱。
And she was heavily in debt.
要开一个店。
And yet she had to open up a store.
经济都很紧。
She was very tight financially.
在南非的弟兄姐妹都住在店铺里面。
And we know that most of the members in South Africa, they have to reside in their own shops.
在温哥华开店，没人睡在店里面的嘛。
In Vancouver, this is totally different because you don't reside in the shops.
在那边他们经济真的是没有办法啊，白天开店，晚上睡在店铺后面的 storage。
In South Africa, however, they have to sleep at the back in the storage area of their store.
经济那么紧，当然不会想到要固定的十分之一奉献。
Of course, when you are living so tight financially, you will not give a regular tithe.
当然生意也不好做。
And of course, it's the business is also so competitive.
很多竞争啊。
Because everywhere you go, everyone is trying to chase after that one.
每个人都卖一样的东西。
Everyone is selling the same goods.
隔壁有开一间卖一样的东西。
And the store next door to you is also selling the same kind of wares.
他把儿女放在中国大陆。
Their children, they will just leave them in China.
奶奶在照顾。
And they will be taken care of by their grandparents.
打电话来说，哎呀，你孩子很不听话，很难教啊。
And their grandparents will say, it's so hard to teach your children. They are so disobedient.
这个姐妹很烦恼，生意也不好做，孩子又不乖，又看不到。
And the sister, she was totally swamped because her children is not were disobedient, and she had a hard time.
钱挣不到，怎么回去呢？
Holding on to the business. So, what does the future hold?
真的是很麻烦。
It's so hard.
但是有一次啊，在聚会的时候分享圣经，谈到十分之一的道理。
One time during one of the services, the preacher was teaching on tithing.
他说：“既然圣经的话是这样写，那我可以试试看。”
And she told herself, since this is the teaching of the Bible, I'm going to try to tithe from now on.
传道走的时候，就给传道一包奉献，说带回教会，这个是我这个月的十分之一。
After the service, she gave a sum amount of money to the preacher and said, "This is my tithe. Please give it to the church."
这个是这个月赚到的十分之一。
And this is the one tenth of my of what I've earned. So please, and the preacher will say, is it fine with your husband because he's still not a Christian?
没关系，不要给他知道就好了。
And she says, it's fine, just keep it a secret.
要不要收据？就不要收据，千万不要收据。
Is the church supposed to issue a receipt? No. And she said, not necessarily.
我说好，教会还是有开收据了，以后你要来拿你自己拿。
But what the church said is they will keep the receipt for her just for future use.
访问完我们就走了。
After our visitation, we left.
又过了一个月，我们要去访问。
After a month, we came back to visit her again.
同样的，要走的时候，一个信封，有一包钱在里面。
And just before we left her house, her store, she gave me this another envelope.
这是我这个月的四分之一。
That this is the tithe of this month, for this month.
哇，你有什么体验？
And then I asked her, what experience have you received
很奇妙,
from God?
很奇妙。
And she said, so amazing.
我生意比上个月好了很多。
My business improved so much from last month.
那些黑人呢，就是喜欢来我店里面买东西。
And the locals, they love coming to my store.
隔壁那个卖一样的价钱，一样的东西，他们就是喜欢到我这个店来。
Even though the next door shop, they sell the same type of product and the same price, but yet the locals still like coming to my store.
更奇妙的。
And the most amazing thing is that
老人家从中国打电话来说，你的孩子这个月乖了很多。
My parents called me from China and said that my children have started to behave better.
我开始感觉到神在祝福我。
I started to feel God's blessing upon me.
所以传道这个月的十分之一，请你帮我拿去交回。
This is why I feel that I need to give my tithes again for this month.
有就是这样子，他就开始奉献十分之一。
Because of this wonderful experiences, she started to give tithes from then on.
就开始得到神很大的祝福啊。
She started to feel the presence and the work of God in
her life. 没有两年，那个债就还清了。
And after 2 years, she managed to pay off all her debts.
就回中国盖房子，不用待在南非了。
And she was able to return back to China and build herself a house.
一个人如果经济很差，如果我们还是说你要奉献十分之一，好像很绝情，好像都给他压力。
Sometimes we feel that we are heartless when we encourage someone who is already living in deep poverty to ask them to give tithes.
其实啊，这个是神要帮人家解决问题的方法。
However, if we give a deeper thought on it, this is not heartless, but this is a way of helping them.
不是神要你的钱。
That it's not that God wants your money,
而是神要祝福你。
But yet God wants to find a way to bless us.
看看你有没有这个信心。
To see if we have the faith to trust in Him.
把神的恩典，把神的应许抓住。
That we are able to hold on to the promises and the word of God.
把这个属于神的归给神。
To give to God what belongs to Him in the very first place.
神就为你打开天上的窗户。
Then God will open up the windows of heaven.
这个窗，天上的窗户是包括属灵的祝福。
These windows of heaven will rain down spiritual blessings upon us.
对神有体验了，十分之一是最直接的。
If we know the presence of God in our lives, there's it's totally easy to give tithes to God.
教会里面有弟兄姐妹奉献十分之一，他有体验之后，他一直要这样做。
Because once we obey God and give tithes to God, and we feel that God indeed is real, then we will keep on doing it.
他赚到钱，薪水还没有自己花。先扣十分之一拿出来。
And some members even give a tithe out of their gross income and not the net.
这个是有点像啊，你有一个贵宾来了，你还没有吃饭，你还没有吃，你先留出一分给他。
This is likened to a guest that's coming to your house that you will put out the food before we even start the meal.
这个跟你用剩了，吃剩了啊，这个吃剩一半了，半条鸡腿啊，你来啊，好，给你了啊。这感觉是完全不一样。
This is totally different when you just serve your guests with the leftovers.
有投资了，有股票了，房子了，赚到钱了，十分之一属于神的。
And some people they will only give tithes from the profit, from their stock.
生意赚到钱了，十分之一属于神的。
And
生意啊 ，business 啊。
In the business, we only give tithes sometimes from our profit, net profit.
反正我们所得的十分之一。
We have to give tithes on the gross amount.
小朋友，红包钱得到的钱，也要告诉他说十分之一是属于神的。
When our children, when we give them red packets, we are supposed to tell them to give one tenth to God from the total amount of their red packets.
从神那边得到福气的。
This is a way to receive blessings from God when we tithe.
如果我们今天之前呢还没有这个信心这样做。
In the past, if we feel that we have shortchanged God and that we do not have this faith,
没有关系，我们自己向神祷告。
It is okay. Let us repent before God and pray to Him.
你可以跟神讲，神啊，我暂时就没有这个力量。
We can tell God honestly, saying, God, I have not much strength.
我想向你求信心。
But please give me more faith and strength.
如果神感动你，给你信心。
And if God moved you, inspired to give you faith,
你可以试试看。
Then you can try to give tithes to God.
看看神有没有打开天上的窗户。
To see if indeed God opened the windows of heaven for us.
这个是自愿的。
This is a free will, not something that's compulsory.
神要祝福我们的方法。
This is a way for God to bless us.
所以这个东西是谁的呢？
Whose does this thing belong to?
政府的，该啥的，那就还给他吧。
This belongs to the government, to Caesar. Then you have to give it to Caesar.
我们的本分。
But for ourselves, our own personal duty.
如果是属于神的呢？
If this belongs to God,
我们就把它归给神。
Then automatically we have to give this to God.
剩下的就是我们自己的。
And the remainder is for us to use.
神也会祝福我们。
And God then will bless us.
让我们可以好好的享用日光之下劳碌得来的。
That we are able to enjoy the remainder days of our days on earth.
我们唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him.
121首。
121.